Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. How
Hello.
Are we?
Hey. Good.
Time of recording today, 9:36. Big difference to yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was 1:05.
Yeah, it's great. Well, we are off to do our very first Just Tattoo Us segment. We have two listeners, two best mates that work together. They are about to tattoo each other at the tattoo parlor, of course, mm-hmm. with a tat that they have no idea what the end result will be. The big reveal will happen once it's on their body. I can't wait.
It's fascinating that, you know, people have this like level of trust with each other.
Yeah.
And are excited about the whole thing because you never know what tattoo you'll end up with.
Well, Maddie, you'll be experiencing the same thing because you're doing it.
Well, that's right. I put my money where my mouth is. We ended up on you picking the tattoo for me. And I'm very concerned because all you've sent through to our Facebook chat is pictures of cocks.
My favourite so far has been the lightsaber cock.
Yeah, it's on our Instagram, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Like the handle of the lightsaber is a cock, and then it goes into genuine lightsaber.
Two
and
of
like
your favourite things. Nailed it.
If you get that or anything like that on my body, oh, I can't even imagine.
Well, what are you going to do?
I think I'd quit the show.
Oh, please. As if you would.
Nah, I wouldn't, but I'll get you to pay for the removal.
Nah, not a chance. You're stuck with it.
Because the removal of a tattoo is very expensive.
And
it
doesn't
and
look
painful.
Nice. They never look good. It always looks like you're a burns victim afterwards. It's true. If you've
Shout
ever seen one.
Shout out to all of our tattoo removalists listening.
Yeah, exactly.
Your work is not good enough for Jay.
Not up to standard. Nah. I think they're getting better at it.
Slowly.
Would you guys get a tattoo? Yous are such prudes about it. Jade, you're a 34-year-old woman that says, Mummy said I can't get one.
Yeah.
And Crevo, surely you're interested in some way, shape, or form.
I just don't want one. I just don't want one. And I don't hold it against anyone else. In fact, I think some people look really good with tattoos. Like they and some designs are so cool.
Mm.
But it's just not for me.
Like my husband's covered in them.
Yeah.
And I have none. So but
it's personal choice.
Personal choice.
So Crevo, question. Yeah. If your fiance Emmy said, Mark, I want you to get my name tattooed on your body and the day that we got engaged, would you do it?
No.
Even if she said, oh, this is, you must do it.
No.
I think you would.
What if she said, I won't marry you if you don't get it done?
Oh, that'd be the end of the relationship.
Really?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
You feel that strongly about it, more so than your fiancé.
Yeah.
Even just a love heart with Emmy.
No, I don't want any tattoo on me. There's nothing. There's no amount of money. Nothing.
Not even on the butt cheek.
No.
No. Oh, well, there we go. Look, you like what you like, I guess.
Yeah. And it, like I said before, some people look great with them. Like I remember seeing this one guy had this amazing artwork of like it was hyper realistic fish.
Yep.
Incredible tattoo.
Yeah. Something
Never,
really
unforgettable.
Nice.
Like in terms of a piece of art, it was just amazing.
Do you still like yours?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Do you not like mine? Be honest.
Oh, I don't really like the music note, but I like the Lady Gaga lyrics.
Why don't you like the music note? What's
wrong
with it?
I don't know. It's just not something that I would personally pick.
Yeah, but that's fine. But do you think it looks tacky?
Can
I don't know. There's something
it?
Cheesy about music notes and keyboards and like...
They are two very different things. I agree. Keyboard, naff. Music note, timeless.
Piano keys. It doesn't matter what I think.
That's cool.
If it's as long
it
as you like it.
It matches your style.
Producer Jackson regrets one of his tattoos.
No, I never said tacky. I never mentioned tacky.
He hates his yin-yang. He got a yin-yang on his. Producer Jackson wishes he never got
it. Do you know what, though? I think people get way too sensitive about this stuff. Like, do you know, to me, so I'm nearly 31 years old. I got the music note when I was 18.
Yeah.
And at the time, I just thought, you know
Same
what?
Genius.
But it suits you because you love music.
I thought that. At the time, I was drunk when I got that one on Oxford Street in Sydney.
Yeah.
But it, like to me, it meant something at the time. And my other tattoo, which is Lady Gaga, Born This Way, lyrics, people are always quick to go, oh, it's Lady Gaga lyrics. How lame.
I love Lady Gaga.
But to me, that has like such great meaning.
Yeah, and that's the most important
and that's
thing.
All I care about.
That's actually good. All that matters.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah,
anyway.
You guys tattoo wouldn't chat. Know. You don't have tats.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
It's very spiritual, you know? You have a connection to the ink.
Oh, he's offended because we don't like his music note.
Oh, I couldn't care less.
I never said I didn't like the music note. That's well, only you.
What did you say?
I said, it looks good. It suits your style. Check the tape.
I love it. Oh, good stuff. All right, guys. Well, enjoy your day. And please don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
Thanks. Enjoy.
Bye. Bye.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only. Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else? What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
I had the best sleep I've ever had.
Yeah. I noticed because I was like, oh, you were active online for an hour. I was like, oh, Maddie's gone to bed.
You're like the CIA.
This is The Novos.
New FM. That makes the
world go. Oh, hello, guys. Good morning.
Good
and
morning.
We're back.
We are back.
I can't believe it's Wednesday, guys.
I know.
This are you having
so
fun?
Fast.
I am,
I'm pretty
actually.
Sure you slept the week away, though, Jade. Your husband's away.
All of that is true. He is not
How many hours have you slept this week after work?
Oh, to be honest, yesterday I think it was 1, 2, 3, about 4 or 5 hours.
Wow, no wonder you look so fresh.
Yeah, and then I went to the gym. I came home. I slept some more. I'm just, yeah, it's good.
Sleep.
Living my best
no
life.
No need to chat to anyone. No need to waste my time with inane chit-chat. I can just go straight to bed.
I love you two and your very different approaches to napping. Kruger, you're the king of the half-hour nap.
Yeah, or yeah. Less Jade, if I can.
Yeah, Jade needs 4 or 5 hours minimum.
Oh, I don't know how you can do a 30-minute nap and be functional.
Yeah, if I can, I'll do 10. It's even better. You just fall asleep straight away and then you're up ready to go.
You know what, Jade?
Yeah.
I don't think you're suited to work in these hours.
I'm not. I'll be the first to admit it. I hate waking up early. And you know what's funny is that I always end up in jobs where I've always had to wake up early, like airlines.
This.
The airports, it's bizarre.
Does anybody on the team here, good morning Hamish and Jackson, actually like getting up
I reckon
early?
Jackson would.
I really enjoy getting up early because you get to live more of your life. If you sleep in, God, you're going to regret that when you're in your deathbed.
What about you, Hamish?
Yeah,
you
love
agree?
It. I always loved getting up early.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well. All right, hang on, Maddie.
See, wait, what about you, Maddie?
Yeah.
I'm like in the middle. Once I'm up, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you like waking up early? It's not about if you're good.
No.
Once you're awake.
No, I don't like waking up
there early. There we go.
Can we do a drive show here? Much better. Much better.
They probably won't allow that. Just saying.
Oh, but guys, lads versus lasses. I can't believe this, but you guys are on a roll. You're on, I think, 4 gold stars,
yeah.
And us girls are only on 2. So it's our ultimate battle of the sexes game. If you want to play, 13-10-09. We have $50 Mama P's Whole Food Cafe vouchers to give away, and their food is absolutely delicious.
It looks divine.
Yeah.
If you want some quality food, you've got to go to Mama P's. The lines are open right now.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Lads
versus lasses. Thank
you. Yo, this is our ultimate battle of the sexes game. The lads are actually currently on 5 gold stars.
lads.
And the lasses are on 2. It's all right, but we're going to claw back. We're just giving you guys a head start right now.
I love that we've come back this year with an absolute vengeance.
Yeah.
You have.
You know what? If we strike ahead even further in the next couple of weeks, we've got it for the year.
I reckon we're going to absolutely slay this year.
Whatever. But anyway, the guys this morning are playing for a $50 voucher to the Whole Foods Cafe.
Oh, awesome. Good stuff.
All right. Well, let's kick it off by meeting Alison. Her favourite body part is her teeth, and she spends her free time reading, and as a result of this, considers herself boring. Look, Alison, reading books, it's not that uncool. Don't worry about it.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hey, your medium level of enthusiasm on the phone isn't encouraging my case here, all right?
Hey, Alison, what's so good about your teeth?
Oh, I just like people to smile, so.
Oh, how beautiful.
That. Oh, I thought Crevo meant, like, you're in love with your own teeth. Do you have good teeth?
No. They're not bad.
That's all that matters. You're confident in your own smile. All right. Three questions up here. Let's see if we can make you a voucher winner. Question number one for you. Grey Goose is a brand of what?
Grey Radio? Goose.
A what,
Radio?
Sorry?
Radio?
No, it's a vodka, unfortunately. Oh. All right. Question number two. Which brand of car makes the Evo? That's the model. The Evo.
Evo.
It's a certain type of person with a certain type of sunglasses that drives this car. It's a Mitsubishi. Yes.
Oh, sorry.
The Mitsubishi Evo.
Oh, that's okay. Don't worry. It's all good. To be honest, I wouldn't have gotten either of these. Oh, actually, the first
one. I knew yesterday what the biscuit joint was.
All right, question number three. Maybe if you're a tool lady, you'll know about this. What tool do you insert a blade bit into to make it work? A blade bit. If you want a
drop saw?
No, it's okay. It's a drill.
That's all right. Oh, many people have won without getting a question correct.
That's right.
Correct.
It happens all the time.
It really does. It's all good.
All right. Hold the line. Let's go to Nathan now. He misses the freedom of being a kid. His favorite body part is his forearms, and he reckons he looks like Tobey Maguire. Oh. Hey, Spidey.
How you going?
Hey, yeah, doing good, man. How's your morning so far? What are you up to?
No, mate, just heading to work.
Nice one, man. All right, you need one correct answer to walk away with this Mama P's voucher. Lunch on us today. Let's get Lovely. Into it. True or false? Kim Kardashian is a qualified lawyer.
Well, I know she's studying it, so I'll say true. I don't know if she's fully qualified yet, but...
Nah.
You should have went with false. You were right, not fully qualified yet. All right, question number two. Which celebrity was evicted from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here this week?
I would not have a clue, man. I do not watch that.
Jack Vigen, the singer. All right, you need this right to win, otherwise we go to a coin toss. Question three. Name a part of the body the beauty technique tinting can be used on.
Eyelashes.
Eyelashes correct. Is correct, well which means done. You win. Oh, good stuff, man. Another win for the lads. Excellent.
Stick that gold star up there. We
go on,
streak
Jay.
Ahead even further, as expected.
Enjoy Mama P's, man. The food looks really good here. You can pre-order your breakfast lunch online via their app. Choose your time, pay online, jump the queue. Mama P's, Charlestown, guys, are back tomorrow.
Can't believe it. You're streaming ahead now.
Yeah.
Six gold stars.
And you know two. What, Jade? When you get a roll on, it's almost impossible to stop.
Ugh.
Just saying. Up next, guys, a story that you're not going to believe, right? And normally I don't do this, but I'm just going to give you the newspaper headline because it's so, so juicy, right?
Okay.
Little taster. Woman divorces husband to marry 21-year-old stepson.
Oh.
Wrap your head around that. There's plastic surgery involved. There's having a child involved.
That's nuts.
This is wild.
We're not related.
What?
I'm joking.
I don't endorse this.
Thank God.
I'm joking. Sure sounded like
the new FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And we've got the story of the century for you right now. Big call, right?
Yeah, I know, but this is crazy.
Had all the trimmings of it.
Yeah, it definitely does. So there's this Russian blogger who's quite famous over in Russia, right? Yeah. And she's married this guy about 10, 12 years ago now. And then I think it was about 2 years ago, they got a divorce, but they were still, like, hanging out as friends, right? And also, of course, the guy she was married to had a son. right? But it wasn't from her. So her stepson, basically.
Yeah.
Very mature to keep nice relations after a divorce.
Yeah, exactly right. So they'd, you know, just spend a bit of time together and stuff. And then suddenly the ex-husband has realized that she started spending time only with her stepson.
With his son.
His son. And he's going, this is a bit weird, right? I know we spent a lot of time together and all that, and she's known him since he was 7 years old, but it seems a bit weird that they're spending time exclusively. This time starts to get more and more common.
Mm.
Next thing you know, they're in a relationship and getting married.
You know what? Nothing wrong with it. But if it happened to me, I'd be furious.
Nah.
Because they're not related.
Yeah.
Like, so it's morally, like, it's fine.
He's 21 years of age.
How old's she?
She, I think she's 14 years older.
Well, there's nothing,
35.
Age is fine. Like, whatever, but...
I know you like daddies, Jade, but this takes it to a whole nother level.
Yeah, it does.
Do you know what? This is wrong because she's known him since he was 7 years old.
It's so crazy,
at one
right?
point in time, for a long time, she was his mother figure.
Well, that is true. But once they come of age, though, anything goes.
Well, think about this, Jade. Your mum, you have a stepdad.
Yeah.
Right? So imagine he left your mum and you and him got into a relationship. Could you do it?
I personally couldn't. But if somebody
What's
else...
What's wrong with Daddy Russ?
If somebody if somebody else wants to, you know, go that path, nothing wrong with it. So, but if it was me, I'd be so angry if it might happened with my child.
Now, this guy, 21 years of age, right, and he was going, look, you know, you do look a bit older, love, right, to his new wife. So she then went out and got a bunch of plastic surgery to look younger.
Oh.
And because she's like a blogger and everything, all her photos are all over the place. And you know what? When you see the new photos of her after the surgery, they look similar in age. So I don't know if she's done just great photography or like the surgeon was a miracle worker.
Wouldn't you feel like a failed man?
When your son runs off with your ex-wife.
Like, what a way to feel. What a way to feel and live. What would he think to himself at night?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. It's that thing with the parents, though. They always say, as long as my child's happy.
Well, apparently they're really happy because now they're having a kid.
Oh, get out. Get out.
I mean, the story in terms of complication and can you imagine the emotions is couldn't get
so
crazier.
So now the ex-husband is going to be grandfather to his ex-wife's child with his son.
To his ex-wife with his son.
Yeah.
That wow. is crazy.
You thought your family was complicated, Jay.
Oh, my family. We're
You're the Brady
we're
bunch compared to this family.
UFM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On UFM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. What makes the world
go Hey, Mish, get ready to roll your eyes back in your head, my friend, because coming up next is NASA. Hey, no, in all seriousness, he's actually got something to promote today. He's starring on the MAFS reunion special.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's finally got something. He's also selling face masks, which I'm sure he'll try and vlog on the air too. A big reunion, of course, happening January 31st. All your favourites, NASA, of course, Innes. Who else is there in this season? Ryan, don't know him. Mike Gunner, don't know him. Martha, Michael.
Oh, right.
You know what? Just reading through this, what a terrible show MAFS is.
You're not a fan?
You know what? It's just a bunch of fame-hungry dogs.
I can see how people get addicted to it.
They really are.
The drama. It's almost like the Days of Our Lives Australia version.
Let's not speak to him about it.
No, what?
Too late Maths? Now.
How can you avoid it? He's going to say it's not as good as his season, whatever you say. You're going to be talking about his season. You'd be like, it's not as good as my season.
You know what's sad to see?
What?
Very few of them actually survive. I mean, all they want is Instagram followers. And it's such a sad day when that's all that show's about.
creating D-list celebrities. Yeah.
And here we are chatting to one.
Yeah.
When you say survive, you mean the marriage survive.
Yeah, not
the
they don't survive.
Because, no. You know, then I might watch it. If there was a chance that they might get eaten or something like that. I don't know.
It's not I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, yeah. Hamish. This is a different show.
listen to this. Sorry, okay. I'm going on a rant. Innes. I'm on this website, the Channel 9 website, and they've got little, like, blurbs about each contestant.
Good.
Innes.
Because you won't remember who they are.
She was horny before her wedding day, but we're yet to get a comment on how this bride was feeling ahead of the mass reunion. If that's how her wedding starts, her marriage begins, of course it's going to fail. Anyway, we'll chat to NASA next at New FM.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
I'm the first celebrity in Australia to be on three different networks. Count them, look at my head. 9, 10 and 7.
Good morning to my favourite human.
I don't think NASA's on Big Brother. What do you know about Big Brother that we're not going to find out from the show?
Yeah, first time for 2021. He's a part of the cast of the MAFS Grand Reunion Special happening Sunday, January 31st on Channel 9. NASA, good morning.
Mate, good morning, happy new year, happy birthday, happy anniversary, happy everything.
Oh, happy everything.
Happy 2021, NASA. You know, I've just been reading through the cast for this MAFS reunion special. Yeah. They all make me sick, NASA. Except you, of course. We all accept you and your fame after the show, but the others...
The others,
They're just desperate.
Look, when they called me, I mean, they said, look, we're holding this reunion. It's going to be people from different shows. I thought from every show there'd be one or two, like say every show, but not really. They only picked show 5 and 6. But when I turned up, I thought to myself, hang on a minute. I'm the only celebrity here. I'm the only one that's worthwhile. So what they ended up doing, because I complained, they end up getting the others just to fill the seats.
Yeah, it's no good. NASA, just quickly, run through some of the people that we might know that's on the show this year.
Who's memorable?
Well, the only people, honestly, for your listeners need to watch and look out for is me, of course. That's Tyrell. Cyril, Jessica and Innes. The rest, honestly, forget about it. Martha and her doormat, I call him the doormat Michael, they're really, they're useless. They don't do anything.
NASA,
they're really useless.
Weren't they the ones, you filmed this early, late last year, didn't you? And didn't you walk out?
Yes, I filmed it after, we finished it after I saw you guys. Remember we did the last show? So we finished it after that, like a few days after that.
Yeah, right. So, because you walked out because you got attacked by Cyril, I think it is. So we're going to see that fight break out on NF.
You'll see how it started. It's not just that. It started with the others. It was they were all sort of talking behind my back. And you know, we're all mic'd. I mean, you can hear everything. So it's how the editing's going to be. But I could sort of feel it. And Innes, believe it or not, like we sat down together for a lot of the time. And she was saying to me, you know, I think they're going to turn on you. And I said, oh, look, I can handle it. But what happened, and I won't give too much because you guys got to see it. It built up and built up and built up. And I tell you, I have never experienced anything like it. It was pretty full on. I think it was, they G'd him up for it. And wait till you see. It really is like, basically they said, look, go in. You guys do whatever you want to do. We're just going to sit here and film this, blah, blah, blah. And I can tell you now and tell your audiences, it will not disappoint. It's one of the most full-on things.
NASA, just tell me quickly, what are these people like as human beings? Like, you sit down with them, the cameras are off. Like, are they different to how they act on screen?
Right.
As to how they are having a coffee with you after filming?
No, believe it or not, Mary, it is a good question, and I can tell you now, it is not. What you see with these people in real life is what you get.
Wow.
They think they're somebody they're not. Martha thinks she's Kim Kardashian, honest to God, and I'm not lying. Dean Wells is just a big dope. Like, he, what you see, I mean, you just got to look at his Instagram and have a look what this guy is. He's exactly the Instagram. Innes is Innes. Cyril is crazy. I mean, they got Jo from Adelaide, which she, I think she lost a lot of weight and looks amazing. Jo's still the same. I mean, they got Perth.
Channel 9 are really smart, aren't they? They're just preying on really these people, like how these people are in everyday life.
Before we let you go, NASA, is there any, Maddie mentioned having a coffee, is there any that you actually went and did anything afterwards with, like went for a meal or a coffee, or you just got in your limo and went home?
We got in and went back to the hotel because we have to stay at a hotel.
Right.
But no, we didn't do, you look, we didn't mix. I don't think, it's hard to say, mate. No one really
likes each other.
Yeah, it was very weird.
That'll be good television then.
What I'd like to do, if it's okay by all you guys, I think because it airs over 2 weeks, as you know.
Yeah.
It's the 7th as well. Maybe I should just come up and we can maybe talk about it and I can take some phone calls live. I can just come up and hang out with you for a morning.
What we should do is a special screening at the cinema with NASA there.
That would be fantastic. Actually, that would be fantastic.
We'll see if we can make that happen.
Yeah, if we can make that happen, that'd be great.
People can ask questions to your face then.
And just to wrap this up today, NASA, I do believe you're selling face masks. Would you like to plug them?
Yes, I am. I've got them. I only got like 30, a small limited. And I thought, you know what? Let's do something a bit quirky. We've done the bags. We've done the hats. Why not face masks? And so people can see that I am protecting them. I am the people's celebrity. And they'll have me on their lips. And they'll have me on their lips forever.
The perfect companion to the NASA tote bag.
I love it. How much are they, NASA?
No, they're for free. I'm giving them away because I love my fans. I love my fans and I want to protect my audience.
You're such a good man.
How do people get a hold of these face masks, Nas? Do they just hit you up on Insta?
Hopefully a week, I'll put them on the Insta, but I'll send you guys one each anyway. You can wear them in the studio and just take some photos.
We'd love that.
Yeah,
thank
great.
You, NASA.
Thanks, Nas.
Oh, good to hear from you, my friend. We'll catch you soon.
Pleasure as always.
NAF's grand reunion happening January 31st on Channel 9, guys. What's the goss, Crevo?
Yeah, is up next. Jackson, what have we got on the way?
The internet in meltdown over a Dua Lipa pregnancy. Also, too, Amy Schumer opening up about children and screen time.
The big Shoe.
I'm sure she appreciates that name. The Big Shoe.
The New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Jackson is here and you have these Dua Lipa pregnancy rumor story situation. What's going on?
Yeah, so she's been flouting quarantine rules over in the UK, just jet-setting around the world. But she posted from an island getaway a photo of her with, like, emphasis on her stomach and then, like, all the emojis that she used. She used, like, Jade-level emojis of, like, baby bottles and, like, little tiny babies.
Oh, I know exactly
like
what
that.
You mean.
I'm confused. I didn't even know she was in a relationship.
Yeah, well, she's, like, super loved up to this American guy. Anyway, fans melted down because they were like, ooh, this is Dua Lipa telling us that she's pregnant. Apparently not.
I see that people had been writing stories saying that I had posted some cryptic message that I might be announcing my pregnancy, and I'm just like, oh, my God, these emojis have come to bite me in the ass or the stomach. So I just deleted the caption, but see, I wasn't smart enough and I didn't take it off my Twitter. I am not pregnant, just to clear it up. Not pregnant.
Do you know what this is? This is her trying to turn the attention away from fans that are outraged at the fact that she's traveling around the world in a pandemic.
I agree.
Well, that might be it. Here, I'll just throw up a little pregnancy rumour and it'll swing public favour back to me.
You can't get upset with that because just because our country's not allowed to travel, other countries have their borders open. People are allowed to.
I think the point about the celebrities travelling is the fact that we've got all these big celebrities telling us to stay home, wear face masks and not travel. Travel is open for like essential reasons, like working and stuff. They're really recommending staying home if you're not sort of like, because they're going to these third world sort of countries that are beautiful but don't have healthcare and stuff like that, or like the facilities that we do. So if there was a chance that you spread it to these remote islands where you've got people that can't, there's the risk of doing that. So I don't know, it's a little bit hypocritical, I think, to tell your fans to stay home and then to be like, hello, look at me, I could be pregnant, I could be not.
Well, if I had the money they had, I'd be doing the same thing. Same I'll person. Be honest.
What third world country are you wiping out today, Jade?
Well, I wouldn't go to PP Island. I was telling you about that over in Thailand and go there and live the beach life like that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Let me tell you, I've been there. It's nothing like the beach.
It might be now because there'd be no tourists.
Yeah, true. Well, that's true.
Well, enjoy that in 2023 or 2020.
10, whoever knows what year.
3,000 years from here. Someone who's not traveling is Amy Schumer. She's shacked up at home in quarantine with her son, and she's sort of poked fun at these people that are like, kids shouldn't have screen time. This is her trying to convince her kid to read a book.
So every family has different rules, and it's all about what works for you. So we decided to do no screen time at all for our son, and just guide him more toward things like adorable books. Gene, you want to read a book? I mean, we let him watch a lot of TV.
I'd let that kid do anything if I gave it the name Gene Attell.
Is that what it's called?
Gene.
Yeah, there was this story ages ago. So they were sitting down having drinks one day and they realised that they called their kid Gene Attell.
You know what? I actually am a big believer. If you give your kids in those formative years books instead of putting them in front of the television, I think they'll do great things in their life. I think it's so important. I don't know why I thought about that, but it is true. Like, I think if you give your kids books to read, it's so much more important than...
Hold on. Maddie, Parenting 101. Ding!
I've got a ding here if you want that.
Yeah,
let's do it.
There we go.
There we go.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is awesome.
Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here in our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Makes the
world go. People can't control what's happening in their own dream.
I had a weird one last night. It involved Crevo and Emmy. Oh, everyone's just assuming what it was about. Yeah.
This is The Novos.
New FM. What makes the
world go. Big shout out to Happy Mobile Cafe this morning, guys. I am in heaven.
Yeah, they hook us up with the coffees every morning and it just makes your day.
It's like the flick so good. That switches with us. Yeah. It's like as soon as we drink we just get happy.
Yeah, that's so true.
It is. It's facts.
Things are looking glum here like 10 minutes ago.
Now we couldn't be happier.
Yeah. If you want them to come swing by your work, happymobilecafe.com.au. But, guys, we have to talk about this. We love a headline on this show.
Mm.
And I've just read this crazy one. How faithful is your partner's star sign? Disloyal Libras are the most likely to have an affair followed by two-faced Geminis. Now, Lucky, are you any of these star signs, Hamish?
Apparently I'm a Libran, but, you know, don't put too much stock in that.
Oh, well, well, well.
Be careful, Sally.
You watch that side eye, Hamish. You watch that side eye.
But they're saying Scorpios are the most loyal and they don't stray.
There you go.
Isn't that fascinating?
Really is.
Upon what empirical data is this based?
By illicit encounters.
Absolute nonsense.
The news.com.au survey.
But anyway, are they saying Sagittarius, Aquarius and Scorpio are the most loyal star signs? And I'm actually doing okay as a Cancer.
I'm doing okay.
9% of us apparently are likely to cheat. You're a Pisces.
I'm an Aries for the 29th millionth time.
You're 5%, so you're very loyal.
There you
and
go.
Creva, you're a Taurus.
Yes.
You're not even on the chart. You aren't. You're 11%. You're fourth likely to cheat, according to your star sign. So that's what we're going to chat about. After this, on 13:10:09, have you been cheated on by a Libra or a Gemini?
Let's prove this.
They're the top two.
They are the top two star signs most likely to cheat.
Also, we'll take calls if you are a Libra or Gemini.
Defend yourself.
Wants to defend yourself or admit that you have, in fact, cheated. Taking your calls after this.
And we're not going to judge you.
Maybe a little
bit. Yes, you will.
It's entertainment.
We want them to call. I'm not going to, you know.
It'll just be
there's always
fun.
Reasons.
You can blame your star sign
there
now.
There you go.
There's a reason.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We are proving something here. Have you been cheated on by a Libra or a Gemini?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, this is all because a list has come out of the star signs most likely to be unfaithful. So it turns out if you're married to a Libra, you're number one on the list to cheat on your partner. Then it's two-faced Geminis, as they're calling them. They come in second with 14%, followed by Capricorns third with 12%. But Scorpio was the most faithful sign out of the bunch.
But you've decided to pick on Libras and Geminis this morning.
Well, we all decided to pick on the Libras and Geminis.
Apparently, they're the most unfaithful. So yeah. We're trying to see if this is in fact true.
They're saying the reasons that they have gone on to have affairs are because they need more sex or simply feeling that they need the variety in their life because it's important to have variety.
Is that what you're saying?
This is the survey. According to the Libras and Geminis, that's why they cheated.
Well, there you go. Well, 13 to 09, let's take your calls right now. Let's go to Jill. Hello, Jill. How are you?
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, going well, Jill. Tell us, have you been cheated on by either a Libra or a Gemini?
I have been cheated on by all star signs, but...
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Serious.
Oh, chill.
Yes, all 12.
Gemini are the worst. They've got two sides to them.
Mm.
One's the nice side and one's a cheating, you know, ugly side.
Yeah.
But the most genuine star sign is Capricorn. They're very loyal.
Yeah.
So, Jill, sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but like, has this been over a period of many years, or like, do you just keep? Do you have like a little book where you write down each star sign and tick them off?
Yeah, I've got a book of the McInnes World of Records of cheating.
Wow!
How many times do you think? Like, if you had to put a number on it, how many times have you been cheated on?
Well, I've gone through two books. So that's enough, isn't it?
So you actually record the names of who you've dated and what their star sign was just to, as a record?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
well, you got to be... that's good.
Know not to go with that certain name and know not to go with that certain star sign.
At least you've got a method.
I'm on my own.
Jill, you deserve to find someone special. Like, that's... Thank you for sharing. Have you found love now?
I'm honestly serious. I'm not exaggerating.
Wow, there you go.
So, Jill, like Crevo just said, then are you still searching for love?
Yeah, but I'm not putting myself out there as much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've got my guard up. Yes.
Oh, Jill.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh God, what country is that?
In your 40s, 50s.
Jay, she
20s.
Said no.
Is it? What was that?
We'll just say you're in your mid range. So, have you been married before?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
You know what, Jill? We're going to give you something nice. I can't believe that. What? Men can be real pigs sometimes. I mean, that's really bad. That's really bad. Do you know what, Jill? Keep your chin up.
Yeah, you sound very trusting.
I know that's hard to take, you know, we're saying it on the radio and all, but like, keep your chin up because there will be a man out there one day that'll sweep you off your feet and treat you really well.
Thank you, and I hope so. I really hope so. But you know what? I've sort of come to the stage in my life. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Do you have any kids, Jill?
Sorry?
Do you have any children?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. So you've got a family around you. That's good. Let's give you we'll give you a nice bottle of wine, Jill. I know it's no consolation for what's happened, but, you know.
And Jill, just quickly, yes. Scorpios, they're the star sign you've got to go for. Apparently, they're least likely to cheat, They were born in November and October. So
well, the Scorpios cheated on her before.
I know, but
they've got a sting about them. They've got a sting, a really strong sting. You know? And at the end of the day, well, look, you're talking to somebody that's really been cheated on big time and that's really genuine.
Yeah.
I've just come to the point in my life, I'm not going to treat myself as if I'm going for a job interview. I'm here.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
And if you want to cheat, don't come to me. You know?
You sound like a great person, Jill.
Yeah.
I hope you find love. Producer Jackson, can we hook Jill up with a couple of bottles of wine, please?
100%.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Oh, what a sweetheart.
Oh, Jill.
Excellent. Yeah, some people have it hard, don't they?
I know.
Wow, the poor thing.
Every star sign. Just try and get your head around it.
You know what?
For a minute.
Every month.
She's.
That's 12 star signs, not to mention.
I'm sure it wasn't all in a year, Jane.
No, I'm saying there's 12 star signs. Signs in a year, roughly, isn't there? So
you know what, Jill will find love.
100%.
Very nice.
If you keep going out there and trying, you will succeed in the end.
And she's still open to it as well, isn't that nice?
She is.
She's been scorned so many times, but she's still open to it.
Wow.
Google reviews up next.
That it is. So this is where we, of course, search the internet for the best reviews of stuff, because almost everything that you can imagine on planet Earth has reviews about it. And what we do is look for often the funniest / weirdest / mostly one star reviews, because they're the most entertaining. This time, special edition, we're going to do some Australian prison reviews.
Great.
Because believe it or not, they all got reviews and a lot of them.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Now, we were going to do Google reviews on Australian prisons, but we had a development from our last caller, Jill, who we just spoke to, and she revealed this about her life.
I have been cheated on by all star signs, but...
I'm so sorry.
Serious.
Oh, Jill. Really?
Yes, all
12.
Gemini are the worst. They've got two sides to them.
Like, they're so sad.
And, like, hearing that, I think all of Newcastle just felt a collective, like...
Well, heartbreak.
Yeah, exactly. Because to go through that in your life, real rough.
Yeah. So, well, we've got a surprise for Jewel because we've received a call from somebody.
Good morning, Jess.
Yes.
Hi. So we've just received a call from you. Tell us, why did you ring?
I was listening to Jill's story, and I was listening to her, and she just sounded so lovely and so genuine, and I was just listening to her talk about star signs and things like that, and I was like, oh, gosh, you just get along so well with my dad. Like, he's just such a genuine, gold-hearted person with so much love to give, and God bless him. The poor thing's only ever been cheated on and taken for a ride, and honestly, like, I'm so lucky to have him as a dad.
Oh, Jess,
in my life.
An absolute sweetheart you are.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your dad. Like, what does he enjoy in life?
Everything. Anything that's outdoors. He's just so full of life. Like, he's just the kind of person that as long as he's out doing something with somebody that he loves, he's happy.
So does he work?
He does.
Yeah, and what's his age?
Pardon?
How old is your dad, roughly?
He's in his mid to late 50s.
Yeah, lovely. And
this is so nice.
Not that it really matters, but what's his star sign?
He's a Capricorn.
Ooh, yep.
Well, Jill's on the line here as well. Jill, what do you think of this?
He sounds lovely. Yeah, it sounds really nice. And he's already won me because he's a Capricorn, because I'm a Capricorn.
This is so nice. Now, Jill, would you say that you could like doing stuff outdoors as well, or...?
Oh, yeah, I'm a very much outdoors person. I love weekends away. I love travelling, and I'm missing cruising at the moment. It's really, yeah.
This feels like it might be a really nice match.
Yeah.
Would you, Jill, would you be willing to, like, try going on a date? Give it a go. Like,
we'll look after the bill. We'll
sort
send
out
you somewhere
the
date nice.
And just give love another chance.
Oh, okay. Sounds lovely. Yeah, it sounds nice.
Oh,
this is awesome.
Hey, Jess, do you think your dad will be into this?
Look, I'm pretty sure I could convince him to go on a date. It wouldn't be that hard. I mean, I know he, like, wants to find love and stuff, but just like Jill, he just isn't really putting himself out there anymore because of all of the...
What's happened in the past.
Been hurt along the way.
That he's brought in.
Oh, this is so good. And do you know what? Tell us, what's your favourite food, Jill?
Oh, what's my favourite
What type of food do you like?
What style of food?
I love seafood. I love Thai food.
Okay.
Okay.
Your dad likes seafood, Jess? Because we'll send you guys some nice seafood restaurant or something.
This is a match made in heaven.
Yes.
And we've just got some facts that have just come in from Jackson. Apparently, Capricorn and Capricorn compatibility, sex is 40%, which is good. Very important in a relationship. Trust is 80%. Communication and intellect comes up as 65%, and shared activities 85%, which is what we're discovering here. Is that it sounds perfect. I'm excited for you guys, but no pressure. And either way, you might walk away really good friends, if not like lovers. So,
yeah, or even just having like a nice night out together.
Yeah.
You know what, Jess? Thank you so much for calling us. Do you know what, Jill? This will be great. We'll put you on hold, chat to producer Jackson. We're going to make this happen for you guys.
And you're a really good daughter, Jess, like, you know, for looking out for your dad.
My dad's a really good dad, so he makes it pretty easy to be a good daughter.
Oh, I love to hear that. It's a beautiful family you obviously have, and we can't wait to set this up. Thanks for calling,
thanks, guys. Wow.
How nice.
That's lovely.
What a great moment.
Oh.
It just feels good, doesn't it?
It really does.
Listen to you.
Oh. Well, it's just, 2020 was tough. 2021, is looking better, but it's just a nice, when things like this happen, it makes you feel good.
7:37. Sorry, we're late to the news, Hamish. But
sorry,
you can't
Hamish.
Stop love, Hamish. I'm using that as an excuse. New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. What makes the
world go? Beat the Meat is up next on 13:10:09. Your chance to walk away with a bucket load of Singo sausages. Beat the Bomb style game. You just need to yell stop before all the sausages explode. If you want to play, the lines are open. 13:10:09.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausages.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
Yeah, our mates at Singo hook us up each week with a bucket load of sausages. Mm. And if you want to win them, 13:10:09, Beat the Bomb style game. Very simple. You need to yell stop before the sausages explode.
And it's time to meet Jordan. How's East Maitland this morning?
Oh, mate, it's pretty overcast over here. Hey, pretty miserable.
It's good today.
It's a bit cloudy all around the whole region, I think. Yeah. That's all right.
You can sort me out some snags for Australia Day next week.
I love it.
Well, that's what we're going to work on.
Yeah, it's coming around quick.
Isn't it? What?
All right. You know how it works?
Absolutely, mate.
All right. Awesome.
Let's do it. Let's beat the meat together. With Jordan. One sausage. Five sausages. Nine sausages. 10 sausages. 16 sausages. 18 sausages. 21 sausages.
Stop.
Oh, too late. Sorry. Oh no. You get nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for playing, man.
Jordan. Mate.
If you get too greedy, you lose out.
Yeah, sorry, dude.
Funny. All good. Have a good day, guys.
You too, man. Thanks for playing, buddy. Oh, I want to give them to him.
Yeah,
you can't. Singo's Butcheries, they have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. But right now, guys, we're moving on to our birthday lotto. How this works, if your month is drawn out, you call the show on 13:10:09, then we spin the lotto balls, and if we draw out your birthday, you win the money. And today it's $425.
It is
sure
indeed.
Is.
All right, let's spin the birthday wheel, Crevo.
It comes up as December.
Oh, December babies. If you want to have a go at this, give us a call. 13 10 09. We're going to do it next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
Uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Oh, I love this part of our day. So we're giving you the chance to win with birthday lotto, $425 today. Basically, if your month is drawn out, you call the show, then we spin the lotto balls, and if we draw out your birthday, you win the cash. Jackpots every day. It doesn't go off. And who are we chatting to right now? Who's our lucky duck?
Sally.
Hey, Sally. How are you today?
Good, thank you. How are you guys?
Yeah, going well, thank you. I love this. You wanted to be a journalist, but you now work in real estate, and if you won the lottery, you'd buy a massive houseboat.
Yep.
Oh, that's my dream, to live on a houseboat.
Really?
For a period of time. not for my whole life, but it'd be cool.
You want to tick it off your bucket list.
You know, Sally, I'm trying to get these guys convinced. I want to do a show from a houseboat. And they're just not over the line yet. I think it'd be
fair. Oh, come on. I was happy to do it. Crevo, tell him about the fanfare.
Okay,
Sally,
so,
listen to this.
So Maddie's idea was we were going to cruise along the shore of Lake Macquarie and meet fans along the shore at jetties along the way.
Like everyone's going to be standing
like a parade
on the
waving
with flags.
We did that for our Christmas party, Ray White, East Lake Macquarie. Just give it a bit of a plug.
Oh, cheeky plug. They love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and on the lake, and we just went round and just said hello to all the people in the boats and all on the shore. It was awesome.
See, guys, Sally, you just said it all. If people are coming down for Ray White at East Maitland, they're coming down for our show.
No, East Lake Macquarie.
East Lake Macquarie, sorry.
Don't mess those two up. Not the East Maitland ones. No.
Sally, I'm going to spin the birthday balls right now. $425 could be yours. Let's hope you were born on the 12th of December.
Ah, darn it. 16.
Oh, too bad.
Sally.
That's all right.
Thanks for listening, Sally. And thanks for getting these guys over the line with the houseboat. We're going to do that, I swear.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Don't speak so soon, Jade. You never know around here.
I always say, like, if you can get back in the building in a new year, great sign.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
That makes the world go.
The Weather Whiz Kit is back for 2021, guys. Mm-hmm. If you want your child to read the weather on the station every Wednesday, you can enter them at newfm.com.au. And this morning, guys, let's meet Lars.
Head to newfm.com.au and register your details.
Be New FM's Weather Whiz Kid with the Novos.
Hi, my name's Lars, and I'd like to give a shout out to my friends, Hayden, Caden and Quinn from St. Joseph's Primary School, East Maitland. A cloudy day ahead with large and powerful surf conditions are expected to be hazardous for coastal activities such as rock fishing, swimming and surfing. We're expecting a top temperature of 24 degrees in the city and 23 degrees inland. Sunny tomorrow with light winds becoming easterly during the day and then tending northeasterly during the evening. And partly cloudy with a chance of a shower and a thunderstorm in the evening on Friday. It's the Novos when you wake up. Kate, Tim and Joel for the drive home. And Newcastle's best music all summer on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, good job there, Lars. From
St.
Joseph's East Maitland in Year 6, guys. Good job.
You did a great job. Lars, yeah. I haven't heard that name before.
Oh, he's a great drummer.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Slight Metallica reference there, but yeah, not quite the demographic, I suppose.
Wrong station, Hamish. You know, what are you doing?
I like Metallica sometimes.
We don't play rock music here, no, we do sometimes.
Sometimes.
Good stuff, Lars. Like I said, newfm.com.au if you want your kid to be the next Weather Whiz Kid. Up next, though, a bit of a new segment here on the show, which I'm very excited about, because last week, driving with Jade the other day to work, man, there are some really bad drivers on the roads. We're driving to work. It's like 5:45 a.m. Very late, I know. Anyway, Jade has a little bit of a a thing on the roads where if somebody annoys her, she is quite vocal about it. The other day she said, "Maddie, hold my coffee." And she flips some guy on the bird with her free
hands.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah, I did do that. Well, he was going in and out of lanes like he was, you know, trying to play Frogger, the video game. It was driving me nuts.
Jade, now tell us about your idea for this segment.
Okay, so basically, if someone's annoyed you on the road and you might know that they're a white Mazda and you always remember a couple of digits on their number plate, like 349, you can submit to us, you know, their details, no names, not the full number plate, but we'll let you have your rant and your say and go, you know, that white Mazda 349, you never should have cut me off. It was my right of way. And
so what we're doing this morning is the Novo's Bad Driver Hotline. Correct. If you're driving around this morning and somebody's really pissed you off on the roads, give us a call right now, 131009, and tell us about it.
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't catch the number plate this time because you didn't know that was the segment.
No, but if you we'll knew just it was
say, like yeah, car
a white,
model.
A white ute on Derby Street, you didn't indicate, what are you doing, you duffer?
All right. The Bad Driver Hotline is now open on 131009.
New FM.
The Novo's Jade Maddie and Crevo.
Brand new segment to the show. It's the Dob In a Bad Driver Hotline. Now, if you're on the roads this morning and somebody's really annoyed you, maybe they've darted across in front of you, they were tailgating you for a kilometre or two, this is your time to vent. 131009. If you want to join the Bad Drivers Hotline. Jade, you are such a hothead on the road when it comes to bad drivers.
Yeah.
I think you are the queen of this segment. You flipped the guy a bird the other day, and I've never seen anything like it in my life. But it happens a lot because there are a lot of bad drivers out there.
There are.
All right. We do have someone on the line this morning, guys. Let's go to Jamie.
Hey, Jamie.
Yeah, g'day. How you going?
Yeah, not too bad, man. So, do you want to dob in a bad driver this morning?
Oh, shit, yeah. I'm great.
Yeah.
Great driver.
But, okay. Yeah. All right, Jamie.
And what happened?
I never get road rage. Very calm on the road. yesterday, on my way to work, a quarter to six called at my job site on Ingle Road. See FedEx truck and a red P-plater. I'm talking ran the red light, and I was actually going through the green, and they just come through like there was nothing else, eh?
No.
I even tell my kids one of them got a P-plate. I tell him, said, when a light goes green now, you've got to count to five on the main intersection around Newcastle because all these dickheads run red lights flat out.
Yeah, no, you're fair call. Well said. Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Hey,
though.
Jamie, tell us, what kind of car do you drive?
Dirty big jacked up four-wheel drive.
Nice.
With bull bars front and rear.
I've got a question for you, Jamie, because I always think this when I see people in jacked up cars. Are you compensating for anything?
No, I just bought it just to be a bully on the road now. So I had a motorbike and all the cars are pissing me off. So now I bought something big to tow me van. And
I love it.
Payback. Years of payback. It's time to get back.
Jade, have you got the shame bell there? Bring it for Jamie.
Bring
the FedEx
Jamie.
Driver yesterday. Shame.
And the P-plater.
Going through a red light.
I tried to bring in a thing years ago that the second Wednesday of every month would be Slap a P-plater. But didn't go so well.
Now, there's a great segment, Slap a P-plater. If only we could do that.
I know. Every second Wednesday, Slap a P-plater. First Wednesday of every month. Make it easy.
Well, you know what, man? Tell your mates about this segment because it's sticking around. Like, if you have got a message out there for a car that gave you the shits on the road, 131009.
Yeah, give producer Jackson a call. He'll record it up for us. Thank you, Jamie. Enjoy your day, man. And peace and love on the road, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Isn't that what we're preaching?
Absolutely.
Up next, we are getting into our Google reviews. This is, of course, where we hunt down the best/worst reviews for certain things. Today, we're doing a prison down Sydney. This is awesome. Some of the reviews are amazing for this place.
All right, it's coming up next.
New FM.
The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Okay, Google.
I can assure you, this thing's on.
Yeah, that's right. This is where we scour the internet for the best Google reviews, because some people just come up with the gold. Sometimes it's on purpose, sometimes it isn't, right? Inadvertent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've scoured this time the reviews for Silverwater Prison, which is a notorious jail in Sydney. Heaps of reviews.
No,
right?
just before you start, are these reviews from prisoners post-prison or family members of prisoners?
Look, it's hard to tell, but it seems like a mix. If I had to guess,
this will be a really interesting insight to our prisons here in Australia, because it's something that I know nothing of.
Well, absolutely.
Luckily,
yeah, for sure. Now I've had a look here, and I've done this time a mix of good and bad reviews. Usually I just go bad, but some of the good ones were funny. Right?
Let's hear them.
First one is from somebody called Stephen Slideways. Doubtful if it's his real last name. But this guy has done 113 reviews, so he really cares about getting the information out into the world, right? He says, and he only did this review 2 months ago, spent the best years of my life here after doing 19 years in the can. Shout out to Big Bubba. Well, Big Bubba sounds like a friendly bloke, doesn't he? 5 stars.
Must still be in there.
No, Big Bubba sounds like a security guard that's been there for years.
Yeah.
That they all respect.
Yeah, he's, you know,
Big Bubba.
Tough enough that the guys in there respect him.
Yeah.
The next one comes from an Angela J. Williams, who did this review 7 months ago and said, visited a couple of times now and things have gone downhill since the 90s. Staff are enthusiastic about security, but less so when it comes to service. Meals are always a surprise. Do not ask to speak to the manager. They are all named Karen and have pants with pockets. Other guests are the only thing that makes this place worth visiting. 3 stars.
The food's gone downhill since the 90s. How long has she been going in there for?
Well, visited a couple of times.
That makes me feel sad for them.
What? Well, that the food's not good?
Well, that you've been visiting a prison for that long.
Yeah, rough trot. The next one comes from a Sammy LaFlock. Now, I'm not sure about that last name either. This is about a year ago and said, stayed for 7 months. Too long. Staff were excellent when not short-staffed. Cleanliness needs a little work, and other guests were a bit rough. Wouldn't recommend this place. 2 stars. What's their 1 star like? That's what I want to know.
Do we have a 1 star?
Yeah.
They actually seem quite complimentary.
They're overall fairly positive, right?
Even though they'd given them low stars.
Okay, here's a 1 star.
Okay.
From Declan Phoenix, who says, one of the worst hotels experiences I've ever had.
Oh, come on.
They refuse to let you out of your room no matter how hard you try. And the lobby boy tasered me. They also have a weird rule about making everyone shower together. Food was okay, though. 1 star.
What I'm getting from this, the food sounds pretty good.
You know what? I'm still going to give it a hard pass.
The lobby boy tasted me.
So there we go. Google Reviews special Silverwater Prison Edition.
Oh, you don't want to go there.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
UFM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
That makes the world go.
And we have 105 minutes commercial free coming up with Jackson.
Yeah. Well, hey, Busta Move. Young MC and Busta Move is in there.
Yep.
We got some... Fresh AJR, Chuck Batty. And Jennifer Page.
It's
crush.
All happening after 9, isn't it?
Yes. Yep.
Ooh, yep.
thanks, Jackson.
Thank you.
Up next, yesterday we were having a bit of a chat, and Hamish popped his head in the door.
Yeah.
And we got to talking about how last year we all had a go at being newsreaders, right? Now, Maddie was clearly the best. He was excellent at it. and Jade decided she wanted to have another crack at auditioning to become a newsreader to, like, maybe fill in casually or whatever. And she decided to audition for Hamish again.
I did, yeah.
I rolled the tape on this because I was like, everyone needs to hear this.
Oh, how embarrassing.
And we're all going to have a listen to it up next.
UFM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We're trying to figure out how to make the news less boring and you act like you peed in your milkshake.
I love the media.
Yeah, that's right.
What a stitch up. Yeah. I know nothing of this.
So, yesterday, of course, Jade, you sort of decided that you wanted to have another crack at, like, becoming, you know, like a backup newsreader for New FM.
Exactly, because I'm a team player. If I can help out around here, I will. And poor Hamish was saying how in a couple of weeks he's got to pre-record the news for one station and go live on the other. So he's going to be running around like a headless chook. And I said, look, Hamish, if you need some help, I'm willing to help you out.
Yeah, of course. Well, look, last time we did this news reading challenge, you had the cock of all walks. I'm the best.
I'm going to be great.
You weren't the best.
No, it was a little bit of, yeah.
We're also missing the fact that you need to be a qualified journalist to read the news.
Well, not if you just read in the headlines.
We'll get into that. Right. Okay. So, I want to kick this off with basically what had happened is Hamish had walked in at this point and had given some advice to Jade after she'd done a bit of a warm up. Let's listen to this.
I think we've got a Sandra Sully voice thing happening here, which is probably a bit too deep. So you want to make it sound a bit just you.
A top advisor to the federal government says the elderly are still likely to receive a Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine.
Now, Jade, you were doing all right at this point.
Yeah.
However, the wheels started to fall off when you tried to do it a bit of improvisation.
Matthew Harrison thinks he's running for mayor, but he has no idea what he's doing. Therefore, Jade will win the next election for Newcastle.
Jeez.
After a brown paper bag was seen to be handed over to her in the back alley.
You just started to get these gaps in between what you were saying and it just wasn't working out so well. Then Maddie brought up a crucial point. And I would say perhaps the most major issue about this whole thing around your qualification.
You're not a qualified journalist,
Jane. Doesn't matter, you don't have to be.
Well, yes, you do, actually.
Well, sort of.
You do.
Yes, but
it's more of a case of...
I can read a headline.
You can read a headline, Jade, but we don't just read the things, we write them as well. And therein lies the rub.
Bugger. No news reading for you, Jay.
No.
Because
you sort of did all right when you were reading a story that was written, like, for a newspaper.
Yeah.
As soon as you had to do your own stuff...
That's fine.
The wheels fell right off.
Look, I'm not saying I'm a journalist, okay? Far from it. But I will say, on a day that they're doing it tough in the newsroom and they need some help, I'm happy to step in and I would just grab news from other outlets and just regurgitate it.
Well, you can't do that. That's
illegal.
Not journalism.
I just miss out a couple of words and it's not plagiarism.
That's not how it
works. I love your approach to things in life. Just, you're Newcastle's Melania Trump. Change a couple of words and happy days. It's not plagiarism.
Look, as long as the news gets out there, what's it matter?
That's
it's important
true.
That people know
what's
going on.
What's it matter? That's absolutely not right. It does matter. It has to be good and correct.
Well, who agrees with me? 13:10:09.
Nobody's
calling. I think a lot of people will agree.
News.com.au and the Daily Mail for you, Jade.
Stick to that.
Yeah, righto. Well, we've got our birthday lotto. Let's hope we can give away $425 this morning. How this works is if your month is drawn out, you call the show on 13:10:09. Then we'll spin the lotto balls, and if we draw out your birthday, you win the cash. So, Crevo's about to spin our random month generator.
Here we go. It's come up as March.
So if you're born in March, give us a call to play Birthday Lotto on 13 10 09.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
I am shrieking here right now. Jade's just reminded me that I have to sleep over her house tomorrow. I promised her.
We planned it
last
week.
Can you just repeat what you just said?
I said that we're matching 90s.
You know, Jade, your mission to turn me into a 16-year-old girl is not working.
Well, you're my girlfriend.
Oh, time to play Birthday Lotto.
This is... Jade, Maddie
and Crevo's. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. Lotto.
Things I put up with, jeez.
Oh,
you love it. Don't pretend you don't.
Yeah, this harsh exterior. Inside, you're so excited
you're
and gleeful.
Up for a Harry Potter marathon.
Yeah.
Spuds for dinner.
I've got, actually.
Jade's only guest meal.
I'm not going to spoil everything for you now. I'm going to save some surprises for tomorrow.
What a treat. I'm not wearing a nighty, Jade. You are dreaming.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you will. It'll be great.
You'll love it. My rules. But right now, we've got our birthday lotto. $425 up for grabs if you were born in the month of March. So we spin our lotto balls and hopefully we draw out your birthday and you win.
Very good. Let's meet Beck. She's from Edgeworth. Her favourite food is a chicken schnitty. And if she could be any fictional character, it would be Moana. Taylor Swift's Shake It is off her most played songs on Spotify. Hello, Beck.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Beck. Oh, wow. Jade, new best friend. You guys sound so similar.
We do. I love a chicken schnitty as well, actually. Where's the best one, you reckon, round town?
Oh, anywhere. I reckon they all do them good.
They do. Hey, Beck, tell me a couple of questions for you. Do you like sleepovers still?
Yeah, that's what I'm planning on Friday night with my girls. That's why I'm out shopping now.
How old are you, Beck? How old?
I'm 33.
We're in the same age bracket. See, it is a thing, Maddie.
Oh, my God.
You guys sound really... You guys sound so similar.
I can come?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Okay, hang on. What star sign are you?
A Pisces.
Okay, I like Pisces. And, like, what movies are you going to have at your sleepover?
Well, we're going to go out after. So we're just going to come and swim and have some drinks and then all get ready together and then go out in town.
Okay, where do you live?
Edgeworth.
Okay.
Hey, Beck, so Jade's on a mission, right? She's a bit too shy to say it.
Yeah.
But she's after some girlfriends.
Well, I didn't grow up here.
Well, she can. Well, we're all midwives, so we're definitely all about girls. So you can come hang with us.
You sound really nice. And
so do you.
This is a match made in heaven.
Jade said to me in the car the other day, she asked one of the other female announcers to hang out, and she's kind of been delaying it. And Jade was like, you don't understand, Maddie. I just want some girl time. This could be it.
I do.
This is so it. We're all so excited. You have to definitely come now.
Okay. Well, look, we've got your number, so I'll give you a call after the show.
Yeah, call me.
Do you like cruises?
I've never been on one. Oh, do you mean as in the drink?
No, like cruises? The drink cruises, yeah.
Or Moscato.
I'm Moscato, the pink one.
Me too.
And I'm going to get some of the, what do you call it? Fairy floss stuff to put on top, and I'm going to get some nice wine glasses and stuff now.
Oh, wow. How exciting.
This is unbelievable.
I feel like this is a stitch-up. Like, it's too good to be true.
You don't happen to own, like, 3 2-hours, do you?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, I was reaching for the stars.
You guys have the same voice as well.
I know.
Well, this is cool. No, I'm legit. I'll come.
Awesome. That'd
all right.
Be great.
What a I can't believe we've done two dates on this show today. Set up two dates.
You'll love her even more if she gets your birthday out of the birthday ball.
$25. You can buy a lot of Moscato for that.
Yep. Let me know if I need to bring anything.
It's okay. It'll be cool. Just come along.
Okay.
Just bring your swimmers.
Okay, cool. All right. So I've just pulled out the 21st of March.
Oh, no, I'm the second.
That's all right. You won a friendship.
I have. Yay!
Yay!
Have you retracted the invite now that you didn't win?
Yep.
Not at all. Good.
Oh, thank you.
Jackson's just put into our group here, Cancer and Pisces are very compatible in nature. Pisces have an affinity to all mankind, and Cancer's intuition and care result in a very strong bond between the two signs.
Aww,
however, at times they could get tired of the changing character of Pisces.
Yep. I'm sure you'll be right.
Well, there we go. Thanks, Beck. Can you believe that?
How cool.
Two dates we've set up this show.
I'm actually excited, in all fairness, because I'll be honest, I don't have a lot of girlfriends. Because
in Newcastle.
I didn't grow up here.
Your mates are up the sunny coast aren't they?
Because I grew up in Queensland, all my girlfriends are there. So I do feel sorry for you sometimes, Maddie, because I do
you
sort of...
You try and make me into a young woman.
Into a girl.
And it's just not possible.
Pop this wig on, Maddie. It's nothing to worry about.
I know. It is a bit weird at times. But this is a good step, because it is hard.
Yeah.
You guys just sound so compatible.
I'm actually shocked. I can't wait to hear what happens on Monday.
I'm legit going to go.
Oh, good on you, girl. You go, girl.
Get him.
Where's the party at, bitches? She's back. Hey, Jackson, can you believe that?
I know.
Basically the same person.
Yeah, well, once Jade stops trying to make you into one of her girlfriends, she can stop referring to it as Jade, Matilda and Creevo. I can't wait for that.
105 commercial free. It's coming up.
Ariana Grande and Position.
With your Moscato.
I'm going to a pool party.
Yeah, you are.
Deep Blue Something and, I don't know, maybe you can put this in your Get Ready playlist.
This works as well.
Yeah.
By the pool, putting each other's makeup
on.
I'm going
to have to get an outfit.
Looking at each other's boobs, you know.
Had to bring that up, didn't you, man?
No, I did. Hey, it's 9:02. We'll catch you tomorrow. And don't forget, we are off now to Alien Art Tattoo in Mayfield.
Yeah.
Our two contestants are going to tattoo each other. They don't know what's going to be the result at the end of this. So we'll reveal it all tomorrow.
It's going to be amazing.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
See ya.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.